the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Word of God for our meditation this morning is written in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning with verse 7. To keep me from being too elated by the abundance of revelation, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from being too elated. 3 times I besought the Lord about this, that it should leave me. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. I will all the more gladly boast of my weaknesses, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong." These words are well known to all of us, and for many reasons. Not the least of which is the tremendously interesting autobiographical reference of the Apostle Paul to his so-called thorn in the flesh. Scholars throughout the centuries have conjectured what that thorn might be. Blasphemous thoughts from the devil was Luther's usual suggestion. Remorse for his former life as persecutor of the Church of God has been conjectured by some commentators. Others have seen in the reference to the thorn in the flesh the possibility of strong incitement to lust, or opposition from one or more of the many adversaries Paul encountered throughout his ministry. And I suppose most of all, people have suggested, on the basis of contextual evidence, as you know, the likelihood of some kind of grievous bodily pain that actually caused Paul some public embarrassment from time to time. And in that category, again, the conjectures have included everything from severe headaches to some kind of eye difficulty to still other kinds of bodily ailments. Scholars and theologians have a way of speculating about such things and perhaps missing the real point in the text before us. So the ultimate question is not what was Paul's thorn in the flesh, but rather, what did God teach him through, and what does God teach us through our thorns in the flesh? We might summarize that lesson very simply. What God taught Paul was, don't complain, brag. That's right, don't complain about what God sends you in the flesh. The thorn in Paul's flesh was something that he himself explained as a way that God had of harassing him to keep him from being too elated by his spiritual revelations, his great experiences as a minister of Jesus Christ. And that's the way it is with us, too. Whether we have thorns in the flesh, and Paul himself suggests the kinds of things which might fall into that category, weaknesses, insults, hardship, persecution, calamities, or whether we're one of those fortunate people who can't honestly claim that God has given us any thorn, whose life seems to be basically on the positive side of the ledger. To all of us, the message that Paul would leave is very, very clear. Don't complain about your infirmities, your thorns in the flesh, but see in them an occasion to boast, to brag, not about ourselves, but about the God whose strength, whose dynamis, whose mighty power and saving energy is made manifest and clear through precisely such weaknesses. And those magnificent words that summarize it all in answer to the question, how much is really enough in life? Paul's message that he received that taught him how to handle his thorn, the same words that teach us how to handle ours. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. What marvelous words those were. To let Paul and the millions and millions of people who have learned of God through him to understand something about the marvelous workings of our gracious God. He is not a God whose power is made manifest in miracles, in signs, in displays of grandeur. His theology that you and I believe and formulate is not a theology of glory, but a theology of the cross. And indeed, it is the cross that is the prime example of God's power made perfect in weakness. Yes, the weakness and degradation of the cross, where he hung for you and for me and for all mankind, as testimony to the fact that his grace, his power, his undeserved love and mercy is sufficient, nay, more than sufficient, for all of us in all of our infirmities. Our age is an age that continues to ask how much is enough. And generally it answers it by saying that what we have is not enough. We need more cars, more money, more education, more status, more acclaim from our brethren, more of this and more of that. And generally we feel so pleased when God sends us a home. Even a little one sometimes can cause great outbreaks of anxiety about God keeping us, who after all are his spokesmen, his ambassadors. Well, Paul has good words for you and me on this day. Don't let your infirmities get you down. Don't become too elated by your own successes. Remember, God is a God whose strength is made perfect in weakness. And the good, great news on this day and every day, his grace, his undeserved love, his forgiveness, his peace and joy for you and me and all mankind, is even now, here, and in your hands, by virtue of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, Paul's Lord and yours. May that good news cheer us this day and every day. We praise this gracious God now, first in song, and then in the office of psalm. Our psalm, spoken in unison for the office, is the first section of Psalm 119.